This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on with us. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, late last week, it seemed to be apparent that the Delta variant is having a bigger impact in Douglas County. I know on Friday we had 33 cases. What are your thoughts and what are you seeing about the impact this variant's having locally?
Well, I think we are clearly seeing another surge. We had 54 cases over the weekend. That is the most we've ever had on a Saturday and Sunday during the entire pandemic. And we have 19 people in the hospital. So 19 is an enormous number. Most of these people are young. Almost all are unvaccinated. So what we're seeing is a real surge again. We look at the risk of getting the disease, and the risk of getting the disease now, if you're unvaccinated, is much higher than it's ever been. For the vaccinated people, their risk is low, one of the lowest times it's been during the pandemic. But for unvaccinated people, the risk is higher than ever.
So 54, I have to tell you, I'm kind of stunned by that number.
We are we're struggling under that number, because 54 is not only a huge number, but many of these cases are in younger people who are kind of shocked that they're so sick.
Wow. Talk about the vaccination percentage. We've been following that statewide. Where is Douglas County right now?
Well, Douglas County is low. So there's lots of different ways to measure it, but probably the best way to measure it is what percentage of the people have gotten at least one shot. And Douglas County, at the best, counting as many vaccinations as we can from the VA and the tribe, is still only at about 55%, whereas other counties are well over 70%.
So that 55% number, what age threshold are we starting at there?
So these are people 16 and above who've received one dose of either the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the J&J. Now, the people who are fully immunized are a little lower, because not everybody's gotten the first, has gotten the second. But if you take the number of people who've gotten one dose of vaccine and divide that by the number of people who are 16 above, which is about 94,000 people, we're still only at about 55%. That is a very low percentage. There are a few counties in eastern Oregon that are lower than that, but that's a low number.
So does that make us one of the lowest in the state of Oregon?
It makes us one of the lower on the I-5 corridor. In eastern Oregon, there are lower counties, but we're low, and we're really at risk for a huge surge this time, and this is what we're seeing. So 54 cases over the weekend is really remarkable. You remember, just a few weekends ago, we were less than 10 cases over the weekend.
And again, 19 people in the hospital. It's been a while since we've seen that number so high.
Right. That's almost our record number of people in the hospital. And many of these people are young. Many are very, very sick. So having worked in the hospital for many years, to be in the ICU, to be on a ventilator, is a terrifying experience. And to have this many people sick, this many people on a vent, is just really worrisome.
And how is the Douglas Public Health Network able to keep up and respond to all this?
Well, we're still working. You know, our team is still on full alert to do this. They're working all weekend to get these cases done. So we will get them done, but it's getting hard. The other thing that we're seeing is that some of the people who are unvaccinated are not very willing to talk to public health. So that makes it harder also.
So going forward here, looking at some of the other things, I mean, we're in midsummer right now. I'm already starting to hear people talk about a return to school. What are schools going to look like in Oregon this fall?
We don't really know. We think the guidance from the state has been that this is going to be a decision by local elected school leaders. So local school boards get to make a lot of these decisions as to what they're going to do. There are some strong recommendations, but there are very few requirements.
And so that will probably shift again, but I am curious at this point, if with the surge continues around the state, if that may indeed change again with the maybe the state coming out with some stronger thoughts.
It's totally unknown. So what we've seen in other places in the country is that when they've had the surge, they've reinstituted mask requirements or lockdowns on certain activities. I think there's very little appetite to do that in Oregon.
What about, you mentioned people being reluctant to talk to public health. What about the folks that haven't been vaccinated? Are you getting any of them to change their mind?
We're getting some. So our Tiger team is still out there doing vaccinations. Aviva has their vaccination clinic going every day. And many of our pharmacies still have vaccines. So we're hoping to convince some people that they do want to go ahead and get the vaccine. I think we've seen in the public discourse in the last week an increasing sense that these vaccines are important. So some of the people who have been kind of on the fence before have come out strongly for the vaccine. So President Trump said this weekend that everybody should go ahead and get the vaccine. So I hope that encourages some people to do that.
So with the Delta variant increasing, I'm curious what you've observed over the past week in terms of some folks going back to wearing masks.
Well, I think it is not unreasonable if you're a high-risk individual to wear a mask when you're around in public. Again, for unvaccinated people, the risk in this last month is the highest it has ever been. So, you know, we think back to the dark days of December or the dark days of February. If you're unvaccinated, your risk is now much higher than it was back then. If you're vaccinated, your risk is lower than it's been. But for the unvaccinated, their risk is really quite high.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.